From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Sports, in the words of Nelson Mandela, has the power to unite people in a way that little else can. It can create hope where there was only despair. It breaks down racial barriers, laughs in the face of discrimination, and speaks to people in a language they can understand. Stay with us to hear more about how sports has been fostering improved police and citizen relations in the greater Almondtown community on today's edition of CSJP in 5. In 2050, the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF hierarchy, in collaboration with the Social Development Commission SDC, conducted a survey that revealed that one of the major issues affecting the Greater Almondtown community is confidentiality and trust between residents and the police due to the frequent rotation of community police officers. So, the Almondtown JCF Community Action Committee, in partnership with the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, decided to host a sports fest geared at building and improving the relationship between the police and citizens.
We decided to have the residents of Almondtown see the members of the JCF that serve them outside of their uniform, see them being human beings.
Chairman of the Almondtown JCF Community Action Committee, Simone Gordon. At the time, Inspector of Police, now attached to the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Kingston Central Division, Maxine Hyman, was the sub-officer in charge of the Almondtown Police Station.
We decided that we could have this first day and use any money that we made to help our students at the Almondtown Primary School.
The one-day event included a number of sporting events such as domino and football, bun eating and soda drinking contests, where individual street teams competed against officers from the Almondtown, Fletcherland, Gold Street and City Centre police stations.
It was such a difference to see everybody talking, on the same level.
The second staging of the event was held on October 30 at the National Heroes Park in downtown Kingston.
What history has proven is that sport actually brings community together. So once they heard about it, we never really had to do much publicizing of the event.
Chairman of the Almondtown JCF Community Action Committee, Simone Gordon. Other partners included the Gleaner and the council caretaker, Desmond Bailey. Over 20 teams participated in the day's activities.
Some friendship was fostered on the field and around the domino table. And I'm sure that more citizens will see that the police is somebody you can talk with. It's somebody just like you. We try to accommodate at all times, whether it's with a problem or just some social interaction. We want everybody to feel that we are on the same side, fighting the same objective.
Inspector of Police, attached to the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Kingston Central Division, Maxine Hyman. The proceeds from the event will be used to assist a student from the Almondtown Primary School for the January 2017 school term. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.